National Pro-Life Group, make no mistake, Klobuchar still extreme on abortion. By Dr. Susan Berry on February 12, 2020. Democrat presidential candidate Amy Klobuchar said ahead of the New Hampshire primary that the Democrat Party should be a big tent party that is open to pro-life voters. But National Pro-Life Group warned Klobuchar is nowhere near a moderate when it comes to abortion. Make no mistake, the Susan B. Anthony List tweeted. Klobuchar is still extreme and out of touch on abortion, consistently voting in favor of taxpayer funding of abortions, late-term abortions, and even against legislation that would protect babies born alive after failed abortions. The National Pro-Life Group responded to the Minnesota Democrats' appearance on ABC's The View Tuesday. Host Meghan McCain asked if there's room for pro-life Democrats to vote for you, pointing to comments she had reportedly made that indicated she was open to the support of pro-life voters. "Well, first, let me say this," Klobuchar replied. "I'm strongly pro-choice, I have always been pro-choice." With that preface, the senator continued. "I believe we're a big tent party. And there are pro-life Democrats, and they are a part of our party. And I think we need to build a big tent. I think we need to bring people in instead of shutting them out." However, in February 2019, Minnesota Citizens Concerned for Life, MCCL, Executive Director Scott Fishbach observed in a piece at Life News by MCCL staff member Paul Stark, "Voters should know that Amy Klobuchar takes a no-limits approach to the killing of unborn children." According to National Right to Life, Klobuchar and the National Pro-Life Organization agreed on legislation 0% of the time. In 2019, Klobuchar voted against the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act and the No Taxpayer Funding for Abortion Act. And, in 2018, she voted against the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. The Democrat candidate also voted against the confirmation of Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh as Associate Justices of the U.S. Supreme Court and has always voted against defunding Planned Parenthood. Klobuchar also co-sponsored sweeping legislation that would have invalidated nearly all limits on abortion at any stage of pregnancy, Stark wrote at Life News. However, polling shows that most Americans favor abortion restrictions, even those who identify as pro-choice. A Mayer's poll released in January found 41% of those who identify as pro-choice are more likely to vote for candidates who support abortion restrictions, as are more than 9 in 10, or 96%, of those who identify as pro-life. Additionally, 65% of Americans, and the same percentage of registered voters, say they are more likely to vote for candidates who would limit abortion to at most the first 3 months of pregnancy. This outcome includes 88% of Republicans, 62% of Independents, and 44% of Democrats. Despite an attempt to appear moderate on abortion and accepting of pro-life support, Klobuchar is viewed by the pro-life community as radical and far left. "Senator Klobuchar has cultivated an image that has made her popular among many Minnesotans," Fishbach said. "But her views on abortion and unborn children are decidedly out of step with the views of most Minnesotans and most Americans."